This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to Zone of Sets of Insanity right here on the Zone. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me quickly say, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Where you can, you know what, you get some of the best deals on American-made product. Mike Lindell is a supporter of pretty much every cause we support, so why shouldn't you do it? And not only that, I make a few bucks, he makes a lot of money, and a whole bunch of Americans are kept working. And I don't know, it doesn't get any better than that. Sheets, pillows, pillowcases, blankets, all kinds of stuff there. Do some window shopping online. Use promo code Joe on the way out. You'll save anywhere between 30 and 70%. Promo code Joe at MyPillow.com. Sonny Schmidt, my co-host, is back with us again. I can smell the chicken through the microphone.
I mean, can seriously. You? Yeah. Joe just gave me a recipe, people, while we were on the air, when we were off the air. And I ran in the kitchen and I did it and shoved it back in the oven.
Ooh.
And,
in the oven? And
you told me to put it in the oven.
I do it on storage. I do it, in a frying pan on the top.
You said brown it in a, oh my gosh.
All right, here we go. Again. You're like most women in my life. You don't listen to me. So, okay. Hey, listen. Tomorrow, I'm sure you're being a little jammies all day and watching the coronation of Charles III or Charlie III.
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing.
How are they going to get that crown on his head with the ears sticking up so far? Are they going to get it up far enough not to fall off?
I don't know who these people are. I couldn't even figure out why he was being anointed. What do you call him?
Coronated. That's what they call
it. Yes. Coordinated. Yeah,
he needs to be coordinated, all right. Yeah, there you go.
And that's because the Queen Elizabeth, is that her name? She passed away.
That was her name, yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah, no, I don't know what? They don't do royalty in the hood, so I don't keep up.
Well, listen, I get a kick out of this for a couple of reasons. One is nobody wanted Charles as king, and nobody wants him or wanted him as king. Number two is that why do we care about it in this country so much when we beat their buns back in 1776 to get away from them? So why does anybody even care who's being coronated and for what reason? I'm sorry, I know that's kind of cold, but whatever. I mean, should we go over there and beat them up again, or what?
Even when we were beating their buns, there was a lot of people here that didn't think we should separate from the royalty, from the British. And that's the same situation that we're dealing with now. You and I can't understand how people think the way they do, but the left, there's always going to be those people.
Well, I agree with you that there's always going to be those people, but My sweet Jesus, when do we really start pushing back to the point we don't allow them to rule us, if you would, for lack of a better term?
Well, that's what I don't understand, because really, there's probably, I remember when it was consistently about 20-25% of people who were far left crazy wackos. And now, we're toying with the idea that we may be almost split. So they're doing whatever they're doing in their PR work. They're doing it well.
I love this. And I'll tell you why I love this. You know, when they come up with all these crazy things, now you've got what? They keep telling us to be more and more like Europe. And how many countries in Europe now have banned this transgender stuff? No transitioning for kids. Sure, let's be more like Europe. No problem. Do you want to be all the way like Europe, or just the stuff you approve of and agree with?
That one right there.
Yep.
Yeah. Ride your bicycle, live in a little hole in the wall, and smashed up into urban areas. Have a little. You don't get to use gas. You use a little bitty washing machine. I couldn't believe the way I lived in Europe for like a year and a half. I couldn't believe how they lived, and there was no yards, and there was, you know. I couldn't wait to get back to America.
I can't imagine what it's like to be there, you know, to your point. No yards, no, a totally different way of living to a big degree.
Their whole lives. I knew families who had got married, lived in a little apartment, a two-bedroom apartment, and stayed there. The children grew up in that apartment. That was they have holidays. They all had a job that they worked forever. There was no need for anybody to try to do anything more because it wasn't going to happen. They weren't going to become entrepreneurs. I knew people who were just like beautiful in America. They had such great looks that they could have at least thought, oh, I'm going to be a model or I'll influence. Mm-mm. You're going to work for the DWP and you're going to be there your whole life. It was.
It's going to be the button pusher in the elevator. That's what's going to happen.
Yes, I've never seen anything like that. It was depressing. Yeah. And I was like, this is what the left wants us to be like. Ride your bike. The only cool thing was you could ride your bike to the market or so, and you leave your bike. You didn't have to lock it or anything. I could leave my groceries in the basket. I'm not saying it's like that everywhere, but it was safe for the most part.
All right, we're going to go for a break. When we come back, before we get the reparations, which I'm starting to believe are well deserved after I see what the education numbers are here in California. Stop it. Joe is being your host. We're going far, far away, far into another planet. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Double C, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the conversation, which will make you part of the solution because you get informed. Stop shoving your foot down your throat because you don't have the information you need to make a change, make a difference. Sonia Schmidt joins me. Always appreciate her time with me. And Sonia, you and I both live in California. And, you know, we're supposed to be, I mean, if you listen to Governor Newsom running around the country, you know, he's telling you what a great state, the freedoms that we have, and I saw that face. And, I mean, delusional. I don't know if he's taking acid, microdot acid, LSD. I don't know what he's taking to really believe that we have the freedoms that he states that we have, right? But we have come to, now, I don't know if people know this, but most states, I think pretty much all states, have what's called an exit exam. When kids are graduating from high school, and I think it's the 10th grade, latter part of the 10th grade, they take an exit test. So they have a clue as to where those kids are at, you know, reading, whatever. In California, we did away with that. We did away with the SATs. We did away with the PSATs. right? Kids are no longer, we don't know where they're at when they graduate. They have no clue. And on top of all of that, now we're talking about, we'll hit this a little later, but now we're talking about equity grading. So the grading isn't based on the actual grade you deserve. It's going to come with effort and have to do with your ethnic background, going to have to do with the community that you live in and what you're coming out of. I mean, because that's what I care about when they're building bridges, that the engineer, we definitely took into consideration where he came from. We took the lowest kid in the class. I don't know, whatever. But in California now, it looks like only 47% of our kids met the standard in English language arts. Wow. Now, that means they can't read, okay? If they can't read, they can't write. If they can't read, they can't understand. And the math standard, God, you might as well shoot this down and get it over with. You know, and the biggest drop in these standards, you ready for this? Are for black kids.
I know.
And because it's inner city. And maybe that's why you need reparations. They've done such a poor job of educating you. They have to find a way to get you money so that you can make it through your life instead of truly teaching these kids, all kids. Go ahead.
Well, once again, we'll go back to the left feeling really good about themselves. I think the higher-ups like Newsom are purposely lowering the standards and the expectations of black kids. They don't want them to be able to work in the future, as evidenced by them shipping illegals in to say so. So they will be taking the jobs that the young black kids can't read and write to get. And they won't want to do. How motivated are you to do anything in life if you have no skills? So you can't tell me that the left is not purposely trying to harm black youths. It's just clear. They're not doing us any favor by saying these tests are racially biased. It'd be cheaper to figure out how to ask the same questions in a way that we might understand them, I guess. I don't know what their end game is once they have all of these children, all of these young adults, because they're not going to stay children, who can't do anything. And I guess that's when the government takes care of them. And I think the reason why Newsom can say everything is fine, nothing to look at here, is because in his world, it is fine. Their children aren't suffering. Their children will go to colleges and be successful. They'll never even enter. I mean, when's the last time you heard of Newsom going to South Central or Compton or Inglewood?
He can't even spell those places. You nuts, you never go down there.
He's not going down there.
Unless they have a French, what is it, a French laundry down there.
French laundry, right.
Up. Yeah, there you go.
So in his world, everything is fine. And I tell you, when I go to other states, sometimes they haven't even heard of how bad California is.
Wow.
I had a real estate agent in South Dakota, and she goes, every other phone call I get is from people from California. What's going on there? And I'm like, what do you mean, what's going on there? How do you not know what's going on there?
Well, they hear how beautiful they see the commercials. Remember the commercials that, Schwarzenegger did to come to California, right? He had people skiing and water skiing.
Well, it's true.
Right?
Our terrain is lovely.
Yeah.
But we have no, show the homeless population. Show these schools that cannot, these children who cannot read and write, they have no future.
Yeah.
Listen, the only reason, they said Republicans were mean because we wanted the immigrants, when they did come over, to learn to master the English language. We said that because that's the only way that they're going to achieve something. That's the only way they're going to get ahead, have a chance to achieve in this country. They said we were being mean. Yet, they're doing the same thing to our American children. These kids won't be able to read or write. You're not going to hire these kids who have not mastered the English language.
Nope. You know, as you're speaking here, these test scores that came in were for inner city kids, okay?
See?
And only 19% of kids in 11th grade met the grade level standard in math.
19%.
Right? In 8th grade, only 23% make grade level standards. Right? Let the, I wish people would let that for math. This is it. This is inner city. So you know what those kids are. Most of those kids are black and Hispanic. And then in English, only 40% made grade level standards of sixth graders. And of seventh graders, only 43% met standards. Now, think about something here. If I'm following this through, they're getting worse as the years go on, not better. So, you know, when you're going from, you know, 43 to 40 to 23 to 19, hello?
I had a girlfriend who was a teacher in the inner city, and she tried to teach, she tried to do the right thing, but they almost didn't allow you to do it. And she says, we are breeding illiterates. We are breeding illiterates. Why they would do that is beyond me. Listen, why would they tell a boy it's a girl and a girl it's a boy? They have it out for our children. And if y'all don't pull your kids out of these public schools, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, according to this, it's funny you just said what you said. California is the most illiterate or leads the country in illiteracy. California.
Mm-hmm.
The place that had... You went to get one of the best educations on the planet, public educations. I don't get it. Just amazing. Anyway.
Well, luckily they won't. Know, they don't know what illiterate means, so they won't be offended. Or
yeah, that's right. They can't read it. You're right. That's just like,
can't say
all right.
It.
All right. We got to go. When we come back. Wow. Recent study shows that mothers of boys with gender issues or gender dysphoria. The moms have some mental issues to deal with. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. I know, they're going to kill me. A lot more coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Emergency crews are on the scene of an explosion and fire at a Shell refinery just east of Houston. This worker from a power plant next door to the facility tells KPRC-TV he was concerned when it first happened.
Planes felt like they were right on top of us. And they were shooting probably 400 or 500 feet up in the air, so it was unbelievable.
The plant and the surrounding area has been evacuated. A city in Florida has fired two paramedics saying they mistakenly declared a man dead, then drove off in a February 15th incident. Clearwater Fire Chief Scott Ellers.
I would like to apologize to the family for the lack of concern that these two medics displayed on that call.
I am truly sorry.
The men didn't follow protocol when they pulled a sheet over the 66-year-old suffering cardiac arrest and canceled other units. Ehlers says the men failed their oath of office as well as the patient. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Let's get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, I mean, do marimba later. Not now. We're busy. So this Finch on GC does every week. Always appreciated her as my Friday co-host. And Sonia, you do the marimba,
yeah,
right? I'm sure you do the marimba. You got rhythm. I ain't got no rhythm.
You betcha I do.
Yeah. So listen, I this is very sensitive. I don't want anybody
to. You know somebody's going to say that was a racist remark.
Well, was it? Okay,
but I
sure.
have rhythm.
I should, you know what?
Just assume.
Well, wait a minute. They say the same thing about Spanish people, and, you know, there's a very few groups when you think of people who have, like, a natural rhythm to dance, and, you know.
You're
and
digging it, yourself
up. It ain't Irish. It sure as heck ain't the English, you know.
But it's okay to say white people don't have rhythm, which is
well, what about you can't say the wait a minute really can't say the opposite, right?
You can. I'm saying you can.
So if I say
that.
White men can't jump, that means I'm being it's okay instead of saying boy black
it's
men
okay.
really know how to jump.
It's okay, but if you say that I should naturally be able to play basketball, that's racist.
Ooh.
You better learn.
What if you're tall?
Then you're black?
Or so if you're tall and you're black, I can't say, boy, you'd be a great basketball player. But if you're white and you're tall, I could say, boy, you'd make a great basketball player.
Yes.
Makes no sense.
That's not a stereotype.
Absolutely no sense.
Not at all. The left makes up the rules and then leaves you hanging. Just go, I can't figure this out.
I don't know how to play this game. I have a hard enough time reading
exactly.
games with directions. This game has
exactly.
no directions.
None.
So I'm really
and
screwed.
They change.
Oh, God. So anyhow, I'm talking about crazy stuff, right? Now we've got a new scientific study that was published, and it's been making the rounds on social media, and guess what? Basically what it says is that mothers of boys with gender dysphoria, gender issues, they themselves have some mental issues that they're dealing with. And, you know, this was a paper that was looked at. It was studied. It was studied by both PhDs what do they call the other ones? Psychological counselors, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it compared mothers of boys with gender identity dysphoria with mothers of normal boys. Ooh, did they say normal? Oh, my God. To determine whether differences in psychopathology and child-rearing attitudes practices could be identified. Results in a diagnostic interview for the borderlines and the Beck depression inventory revealed that mothers of boys with GID had more symptoms of depression and more often met the criteria for borderline personality disorder themselves.
Oh, that's a tough one, too.
Yeah, 53% of the moms of the boys, compared to only 6% of the moms of quote-unquote normal kids.
Wow.
See, now,
that tells you that the whole family needs help and that nobody's giving it to them because this is a political agenda. So they will... Remember back in the day when they were trying to convince the heterosexual community that they were getting, could get AIDS at the same rate as the homosexual community and the drug community. Why? Because they didn't want to put a stigma on the gay community. So the fact of the matter is all the money that was and the attention that was being directed to the heterosexual community could have been focused on where the problem was. And that's the same thing here, is that we already know that the kids who are dealing with this gender dysphoria are suffering from other things in their household. Probably has nothing to do with gender dysphoria.
Well, that's what you're hearing with these kids as actually diagnosed with it, that they're having bouts with depression and all kinds of other stuff,
from all kinds of reasons. And I'm telling you, if you're raised with a mother who's depressed and who has borderline personality disorder, that's a huge thing. That's a big thing.
God.
Chances
my mom was a little whack, but she wasn't
diagnosed. She wasn't in the DMS. Yeah, my mother was certifiable. But so that already puts you in a household where things are going poorly. Now, if you add, you know, if you couple my mother's issues, mental issues, with the fact that I was raised by my father, and named after my father, and I was a tomboy, and had, like every teenage girl, has body issues. If I were born today, I would have had, I would get operations.
Would you say that I had body issues like every other young girl?
I don't know any who didn't. I was a dancer. I had, really, when you look at it, I had a great body. But I think, and now I think even more so because you have so many images of women that are unrealistic and they're everywhere, from the internet to advertisements in the street. I mean, you kind of, television shows. So I don't know how girls are dealing with it now.
It's all over the place. And the girls that you see, you know, look, I get the Twiggies of the world really kind of screwed up.
Right.
You know, nobody, you know, I mean, I'm going to sound bad, but who really wants to date Twiggy, you know? When she turned sideways, she didn't even know she was standing there anymore. You know what I'm saying?
No, we did not know that. Women still think that they need to be underweight to be attractive. And
but,
I don't know any guys who, we don't understand that guys ain't checking them.
One guy said, you know, I don't have to shake the bed sheets to find you.
Exactly.
But we don't believe that. Let's be honest about this, though. Then they've gone the other way, right? The plus-size models.
Like
600 pounds is supposed to be sexy. To who? Three men? I mean, seriously.
Again, it's a woman's issue. Nobody's asking men. And to be honest, since the left has thrown men out with the garbage as well, nobody cares. They have their opinion on this matter. So it's women who are dictating what the look should be. You know, it's like the fashion world. If you looked at a fashion show, there is no man in the world who would go, ooh, I want to see my woman wearing that. You know, it's just freaky artsy stuff that women go, ooh, wow. But no, nobody's asking guys what they think is cute. But these kids need help. They have parents who need help, and they're not getting them. And these kids just came out of being locked down with those sick parents. And I don't say sick in a bad, you know, I'm not saying it in a pejorative way. They needed help. They need help. And they're not getting it because they're going to get attention. They're going to get a little boost from changing their child's gender. And a lot of it, to me, because my mom also had this too, is Munchausen by proxy. If you can get the attention by having your child have some sort of a health problem or being championed for changing their gender, it gives you it puts you in the limelight. It gives you some clout. And that's the attention that they think that they're seeking.
Yeah, rather than getting mental health things. Some of the stories that I know, or I should say I've been close to a degree, these kids are looking for attention to begin with. They're already having self-esteem issues.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden you do this to them, and or they come out to their teacher or whoever or people around them, and they're applauded. They're told how great they are, how courageous they are. I mean, who
That's
doesn't
right.
want to be told that they're great and courageous, right?
But it solves the problem that you initially mentioned. They wanted attention. This gives them a lot of attention.
Yep.
And in California, going back to California craziness, in California, if a kid even hints to being feeling like they have some sort of gender dysphoria and they don't feel like they can take their parents, they can legally take your child away from you, put them in, it's like
for
a
not
foster home.
Affirming them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know what age that starts at?
I think, did I hear 12?
Yeah, 12 years old.
Yep.
So at 12 years old, a child can make the decision that they no longer want to be, and they can be, you know, taken away from you if you won't affirm them, which is...
You can even say, I'm afraid to tell my parents because I'm afraid they won't affirm me.
Yeah, it's true.
And they're gone.
That's very true.
They're gone.
God bless.
It's insane. And it turns out that some of these parents, they need the whole family is sick.
Yep.
And when you think that they've all been locked up together for the past couple of years,
we got to go for a break.
Okay.
Joe Macedo, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Joe and Sonja right after this.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
That's one of my favorites. I think that's really good. Joe McKee, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732. You know, think about here, let me bring her on because she's smarter than I am in this area. Sonya Smith joins me as she does every week. She's my co-host on Fridays. Love having her with me. Look, you know that Hollywood and that whole different world over there. I mean, guys like Bob Hope and John Wayne and others were staunch conservatives.
Republican, that's right.
And they stood by what they believed, and in that day, they apparently were able to get away with it.
Well, the studio, and they had some questionable practices, but it was a Republican environment. The first time I saw that Bob Hope joke, I was shocked. I couldn't believe that they got away with something like that. But yeah, the whole industry was Republican. And when you look at the list of actors who actually left their careers to go serve in the U.S. military, you would be shocked. I can't think of a one of today's actors who has done anything close to being patriotic.
No. They can play it in the movie where they have a stunt double in case they get hurt.
Right. And not only that, is they can also tell us how wrong it is to use guns in all of their movies.
Yeah.
How do they win? How do they save the day? Gun violence.
And okay. Jimmy Stewart was a pilot. I mean, we go down the whole list of
these
guys.
You could go down the list. Yep. Ernest Borgnine, James Stewart. I mean, it was crazy. Even Elvis went. I mean, come on.
Well, they, and you know, you think about it, they really truly believed that we needed to protect this country. And when they went over to those other countries, which I think is what's missing today, they saw real oppression, not what they're told, or not that they're told they're oppressed, but they saw the real stuff happening. And I think that, frankly, I think that's what's missing today.
Absolutely. I hear Hollywood people talk. I know one season, or for one episode, the show that my daughter was on, they were all excited because they were getting ready. Excuse me, they were going to go to Cuba and shoot it.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute, they were going to go where?
To Cuba. And you know that the parts that they were going to see were the parts that they were allowed to see.
Right.
These people are so ignorant. These grown people are so ignorant, they don't know what really goes on in Cuba. They can romanticize about it, like Obama. They can and was during the Obama administration. They can romanticize about it. They don't have to know the reality.
Or ignorant.
Ignant.
That's what I thought you said.
I-G-nant. Listen, I graduated from public school, so I'm in that 47%.
There you go. Yeah, I'm with, you know what? This stuff just makes me nuts in so many ways, because we can't call things out from what they are, because we might hurt or say, they were talking about the guy that was killed on the train in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've been keeping up with that. The guy's last name is Neely, right?
Okay.
And they kept talking about a black man was killed on the train. Now, they didn't tell you what he was doing.
Right.
He's been arrested 44 times. 44. Been arrested 44 times before. Mm-hmm. In people's faces. Yelling at people on the train. You know, being pretty violent looking. And yet, the guys that subdued him are probably going to be brought up on manslaughter charges.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Because what did they talk about? A black man was killed on a train.
Well, not only that, a black man was killed on a train by a white man, and he's right. Ex-military. Those are two things that you cannot be in this country anymore. So they think he overreached, that he went too far. Now, this man was on the plane saying, I want some food, and I'm not taking no for an answer, and I will do any. There was another quote that he said that he's
going to hurt somebody. Yes.
He's going to hurt somebody.
Yep.
Now, I don't know what went down, but those are them's the breaks. That's
no,
what happened.
So we're not allowed to protect ourselves. When the police showed up, they're not allowed to protect us, because they may get in trouble for using what
That's right.
these bureaucrats feel are too much power, too much force. You're done at that point, are you not?
There's a camera on them at all times. They could lose their job. I know, you know, it's funny, when I heard the story, I know, I was like, the cops were probably, by the time they arrived, they were like, woof, glad it ain't us. Because have they done anything, there's a camera on them. If they did the wrong thing or perceived as the wrong thing, they're going down. So
yeah, and they can't do much about it either, because everybody on the train, you know, was recording. Let's not help the guy. Let's not help
the
guy.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm too busy taking video pictures.
Yep. That is crazy.
I saw a video from a school where there was a girl, two girls were going at it, right, just pounding on each other. Not one kid or group of kids jumped in to help, but, do I have to tell you? But there were all kinds of video, because everybody around them was taking video of what was happening.
Right.
God forbid one of those kids jump in and say, can you stop? Just stop.
But these kids are wild animals now.
Well,
I don't know. I've seen teachers jump in and get the crap beat out of them, too. We're dealing with kids that are not. They're suffering in all kinds of ways, and I am less sympathetic towards the violent ones. But there's a reason that girls, in particular, are this violent right now.
Enlighten me.
Oh, I don't know why, but I do think that when I was a girl, girls were supposed to be revered. They were put on a pedestal. You carried yourself in a way that, you know, brought respect to you. And I don't think there's anything about today's culture that brings respect to girls.
Listen, now we're up against guys like me or anybody else, right? What do we have? We have fat shaming. We have slut shaming. We have, you know, they throw all these terms out.
Like,
if you're 450 pounds dressed like a, what's the term they use? A hoochie mama, whatever mama, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even understand half these terms. But I mean, you know what you look like. How is that to your point? I mean, I love what you just said a minute ago. Women were revered. They were held in high esteem. They were protected. And not because you needed to be protected. You know, you couldn't do it yourself. But it was the right thing to do. I mean, am I that far off?
And there's certainly... No, you're not far off. And, golly. And they weren't expected to be sexual. And
no.
Nowadays, they do it and they wind up having a lot of emotional problems behind it. I don't think women, their souls have changed that much. I do think that they want to be loved. There's a lot going on at home. There's a lot going on in the streets. There's a lot that, you know, how do you get a guy in today's world if you're a young girl when everyone's having sex and all girls, you know, these girls are competing with each other on purely sexual basis.
You're told your body is what you are. You look how you look, you know, and they make a big deal of these low plunging dresses on the raceways or what have you, where you might as well not wear it at all. I can tell what you got on. I can tell what you got going on under there.
Right, right.
You know? So but now you are what your body is.
That's the only way that they can get attention or a guy, then that's what they're doing.
All right,
you
so
know? And then
asking now I'm asking the woman. Is that because the dads aren't involved in teaching their young ladies how they should be treated?
I think it's both. I think the dads aren't involved. Some dads are there, but they're not allowed to say anything. And I honestly think that women, young women who are raising children nowadays, are in the same boat. They're doing exactly the same thing with their body and their look and their violence. Listen, you can go to Google or YouTube as many older people fighting in the streets or acting a fool, you know? And I don't mean older, like my, I mean people who are young enough to have a 15, 14, 13-year-old kid, they're not that old. And they're exhibiting the same behavior.
Go back and look at the prom dresses that were worn in the 70s and the 60s, as opposed to the prom dresses, well, I don't even know if you call it prom cloth. That's worn today.
I love to look at, like, if you Google, like, even black neighborhoods, where I grew up, on Central Avenue was the street. They had a streetcar. There was the Dunbar Hotel. Lots of clubs, all black boutiques, you know, stores and all that. That's how I grew up. And the women had on dresses. They had gloves. Their hair was done. They looked feminine. It was the men had suits and ties and hats. And even if you see Google a shot at a baseball game in those days, this is 50s. We're talking. Everyone's dressed up. And if it's hot, okay, the guys took off their jackets. But for the most part, they looked like, and boys in those days, they wanted to be men. They couldn't, you know, they wore suits. They wanted to be men. Nowadays, our men want to look like boys.
Yeah.
Even our actors.
No, I don't even think they look like boys. I don't know what they look like.
I don't. But they don't look like men, that's for sure. I remember when my kids...
You got about 20 seconds. Make it fast.
Okay. When my kids met my ex-husband, and he always wore suits. And they were like, where is he going? What is... And it looked great. You know, nobody... We wore a suit nicely. But they were like...
All right, Sonia. Don't burn the chicken. I want to know how it came out.
Yep. That's right. Okay, we'll do.
All right, people, you got me for the next hour. Don't be stupid. Got a lot going on. Sonia, God bless. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.